This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie. This week on the Doggy Diva Show, have you ever wondered how old your pet really is? And some fun fashion accessories that look good and pay it forward. And how to create a memorable pendant that reminds you of your dog. That's what's on our show today. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian Greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment. Hey, Monica. A question that's come up with a couple of people with me lately asking me, how old is my pet really? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so as you know, age, you know, differs in regards to pets versus humans. You know, humans, we age from year to year. Pets, a year in their lifespan can equate to multiple years, you know, on a human scale. So there's a lot of wise myths out there and things too. You know, the most common is 7. You know, however old your pet is, just multiply it by 7, and that's how old they are in human years. And in some cases, that may be close, but that's not always the most accurate. And one thing to keep in mind is I always tell people, and a lot of people are aware of this, but the smaller the dog, the longer the lifespan is. The larger the dog, the bigger working breed dogs, the shorter the lifespan is. So, for example, let's start with our feline friends. A cat that, let's say, is 2 or 3, they're about 13 to 20 years old in human years. But then when they get to be a senior at 6, they're up to about 40 years old in human years. Cats generally, 14, 16, 18. We've had cats in this office that were clients that, you know, have been up to 21 years old in cat years.
Wow.
So that, I mean, you're equating that to a 100-year-old person. It happens. Is it common? Not as much, but a healthy lifestyle, keeping up with everything, you know, it can definitely happen. So for our pets, like our smaller dogs, so the difference is, let's take under 20-pound dog at the age of 3. And that compared to a dog that's large, over 90 pounds. So at 3 years old, a dog that's, you know, under 20 pounds is going to be roughly about 20 in human years. But a dog that is 90, 100 pounds, that's going to be a 26-year-old dog by the time it's 3 years old. So that tells us we need to be really cognitive of the size of our pet when it comes to equating them to a senior. So our larger breed dogs that, you know, are 50 to 90 years old, by age 6, they're a senior. If they are, you know, under 50 pounds, usually it's about 7 that they're a senior. So when you change the food from a adult diet to a senior diet, you're taking some of that protein away that at an older age, they do not need as much of. And when they have to filter that through their body, it works the organs extra. So as your pets age, when you have a larger breed dog, you want to start making those steps at a younger age. You want to do that at 5 to 6 for the bigger size dogs. But then the smaller size dogs, you know, you want that extra protein as they're growing still in there, you know, using it and they're working it off. So then for them, you would be more close to 6 to 7 before you make that change. The other thing to consider also is the amount of exercise and the type of breed it is, because you start looking at arthritic changes when they're going to start to have arthritic issues. And again, the larger the breed, the more weight you're going to have on those joints if the pet is at an ideal weight scale. You can have smaller dogs that are overweight and they're going to have that much pressure on their joints as much as a working dog. So keeping your dog in a good healthy weight, watching, you know, how much, you know, the activity is, how much they're putting pressure on those joints. Because when you get into those older ages, then you want to start adding in, you know, glucosamines and adding things like that so you can avoid some of the arthritic changes that comes later. So knowing your pet's age is really important. I highly suggest you guys talk to your vet about that whenever you go in. And also online, Pet Health Network has a great chart that they have on there. So they have all the different age groups listed out, what the pet's age is and what their equivalent, you know, human years would be. And that's at www.pethealthnetwork.com. Go on there, check it out, see when your pet, and they have it color coded. So you can see when your pet is technically an adult, when they're a senior, when they're geriatric, for their size and age group.
Wow, that's great information. And I think we all learned a lot from that. That's great. So thank you very much, Monica, and have a great week.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Up next, looking for a fashion accessory for your pets that they can wear while paying it forward? We have the answer. Stay tuned.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. CATTREETRAY.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Now, Miss Olive has a new fashion favorite accessory that she just loves. And I have to tell you, whenever I look at it, it makes me smile. So we have the founder of Bad Tags with us. Welcome, Christian Brewer. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I have to tell you, I love, love, love your tags. And we get so many compliments. And it makes people smile because of all the little cute sayings that are on it.
Yes.
And I like on the back where it goes, call my mom. And then it has, instead of just like a regular phone number on the back, it's so cute. It says, call my mom. And then the phone number. It's an adorable, adorable product. So could you tell the listeners a little about yourself and your background?
Sure. So I grew up on a dairy farm, and I've always had tons of animals and pets my entire life. I got a nursing degree, and I worked about 10 years at various hospital settings as a nurse until I was able to leave nursing and run my business full-time. And so now I'm a full-time, like, dog mom slash bad tags maker.
Well, and you're a rescue mom. Can you tell us about your pets?
Of course. So I have 4 dogs. All 4 dogs are adopted. Our newest adoptee is Max. He is a cart dog. He's paralyzed in the back end, and he was actually my most recent foster, so he's now a foster failure.
I can relate to that.
So he's super cute. His name's Max. He also just has one eye, so he has like tons of personality. And then I have three girls. One's an English bulldog. The other two are French bulldogs, and they were all adopted, and they're rescued from puppy mills. So they're ex-puppy mill mamas.
Oh, that's so thank you for doing that.
Yeah. So I got those four dogs. I have two indoor cats, two outdoor cats. I have 15 ducks. They all have names and personalities, and 12 chickens. I live on a hobby farm, so I have a lot of animals.
Oh, that's so cool. Now, with all of your animals, what was your inspiration for Bad Tags?
So that came with my late bulldog, Moose. Moose isn't with us anymore. He unfortunately passed away last Christmas due to old age. But he had such a personality. He was just bigger than life. And he inspired Bad Tags. I wanted tags to match all the cute collars that he used to wear. And I just couldn't find anything on the market that I liked. And especially, you know, in the big chain, big box stores, I just didn't like the engraved tags. So I did some research and I learned how to create my own tags. And, you know, some of his first tags were, you know, can't control my liquor, because this guy just would lick, he would lick everything. He was crazy. And then he had Sir Barks a Lot, because he was afraid of cardboard boxes and would bark at everything. And then he also was obsessed with tennis balls. So I came up with a funny tag that says, "Have you seen my balls?" You know, and he was a male and neutered. So so he had all these funny tags, and friends and family saw them and wanted, you know, bad tags for their dogs. And then as soon as I created my social media pages, you know, Facebook and Instagram, it just snowballed. Everybody wanted their pet to have and wear a bad tag because they're so funny and they're so cute and they're such conversation starters.
Well, I have to tell you, there for the holidays, Olive has a Too Cute to Spook one, which is adorable. And then she has one that I'm going to be putting on around the holidays, which has her name, Olive. And then it has two little boxes, Naughty or Nice. And of course, we checked Nice for Olive. And they're just, but you have so many others. I mean, you have Puppy Mill Survivor, Rescued with Love, mm-hmm. Who Rescued Who. And then you have the, you know, they're, you just have so many. They're so adorable.
Yeah, we have a lot. We have lots of different categories online. So there's really funny tags. There's more, you know, cute tags. We even have more, you know, mature tags for adults. And then our holiday collections, you know, so we have our Halloween collection that's kind of wrapping up. And then our holiday Christmas tags, which have always been really super popular during this time.
Yeah, that you have adorable ones. And we're in November is Senior Adopt-a-Pet Month. And I love that you have one, it's got a little heart and it says oldie but a goodie. I love that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I love my senior pets.
Me too. That was inspired with Fancy. She's my 13-year-old dog that I have right now.
Oh.
And she wears that, so...
I love them, obviously, because they have the cutest little sayings on them and they make people smile. But they're also great because they're waterproof and they don't jingle. My Olive, Olive's a tripod, so she's always getting up and like shake her booty.
Yeah.
So, but it's great because it doesn't jangle. So can you tell us about bag tags, like what they're made, how they're made, and because there's so many good things about them besides the fact they're so darn cute.
Yeah, they have a tag silencer on them. So they are silent tags. They don't make a whole lot of noise like traditional engraved tags. It also glows in the dark, so there's a little bit of a fun factor at night there. They come in two sizes, and there's 25 different colors you can choose from. And they're actually a metal tag. They have a special coating on them, so the colors and artwork are permanent. So yes, they are waterproof. They're pretty durable for everyday activities.
You do have a lot to choose from too, so that's a great thing too, because if people just want, and they're very reasonable, so if people are looking to buy something just to change up their, you know, their pet's look, whether it be for the holidays or whether it be just because they want to make themselves smile or other people smile, it's a great way to change up the look without, you know, I dress my dogs up, but there are some people who don't, and they always go, what can I do to make my dog feel special, look special? And these are the perfect tags for them.
Yeah. It's a quick way to add some personality and some flair. You know, if you're not looking to purchase a brand new collar or put, you know, some dogs don't like to wear, you know, shirts or hoodies. So this is kind of a fun little fun factor for their collar.
Now, you have a pay it forward program where you give back to animals in need. Can you tell the listeners a little about that? Because as their dogs are wearing these and as you're purchasing these, you're also helping other pets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously rescue is really important to me. I'm a foster dog mom. I'm a volunteer with the French Bulldog Rescue Network, and all four of my dogs are adopted. So we donate approximately 10% of our profits back to various rescues with, you know, the French Bulldog Rescue Network. You know, since I'm a volunteer with them, we do a lot of fundraising with them. We donate tags when rescues have online auctions or if they're having, you know, like an in-person adoption event and they're having like a raffle table, a raffle basket, or like a silent donation table. We always donate tags for those purposes. And just things that come up. So like when Hurricane Harvey hit, we did a matching fundraiser with Austin Pets Alive, and we matched donations up to $500. So we donated a little over $500, and then combined with, you know, everyone else that donated, we raised almost $3,000 for Austin Pets Alive a couple months ago.
That is so wonderful, and I love the fact that when Olive's wearing this, she's paying it forward at the same time. That's what makes it even more special. So I thank you. I thank you for doing that. Now we're talking about how cute these are. We're talking about how adorable they are. I'm sure the listeners are going, well, how can I get one? So where can they purchase them? How do they order their bad tags?
So you buy directly from us online. We have our own website. It's www.buybadtags.com. And we also have an Etsy store. I know a lot of folks like to shop on Etsy for their dogs. That's where all the, you know, the really fun handmade collars and things are. So you can find us on Etsy at badtags.etsy.com. And you can also, you know, join in the fun. We have a Facebook page that's really active. Right now we're having a Halloween costume contest with prizes. And next month we start our Letters to Santa Paws contest where people have their pets write a letter to Santa Paws. And they get entered to win prizes. And we also donate to Rescue for that as well, where the grand prize winner will donate a certain amount of money to their rescue nomination. So we have a lot of fun on social media too.
Oh, that's so great. And that's what I was just going to say. If people want to learn more about bad tags, where would they go to learn more or to keep up to date on everything?
Yeah, we have an Instagram page, which is Bad Tags, and we're really active on that. And then the Facebook page is Buy Bad Tags, so just like the website. And yeah, just join in the fun. The bad tags is run just by me. And so I like to be really interactive with my customers and my fans and make sure everybody, you know, has a good time and, you know, so that we have a lot of fun.
Oh, and it is a lot. I'm telling you, just to look at them are a lot of fun. So I have to thank you again for creating these. They're so unique, so special, but also very practical because they are not only a fashion accessory, a cute little collar charm, but they're also ID tags. So that's what makes it even more special. So I want to thank you for being a guest on our show. I want to thank you for all that you're doing for us pet parents and also for animals in need. That's very kind and generous of you. And it makes people want to buy pet bad tags even more. So
great. Well, thanks for having me. It was really fun talking to you.
Our pleasure. And I look forward to getting some more. I'm going to buy some more bad tags for Olive because we have lots of holidays and lots of reasons
Excellent.
To get them. So thank you again, Excellent. Kristen. You have a great day.
Sure. Thank you. You too.
Hi, Doggy Diva Show listeners. Susan Marie here to take just a half a minute to let you know how much we appreciate your being with us every week to hear great dog tips you can use with your pet, some great stories about rescues, fostering, and some heartwarming stories about second chances for pets who are now in loving forever homes. Be sure to go to our website, thedoggydiva.com, to see pictures of Miss Olive and other dogs we talk about on the show and get to know us a little better. That's thedoggydiva.com, D-O-G-G-Y. We appreciate your feedback, too. Okay, let's get back to the show. Coming up, a way to create a memory of your pet that will last a lifetime. Stay tuned.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky.
It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Wouldn't you love to wear a memorable pendant of your pet to keep them near and near dear to you always? Well, we just might have the answer. We have with us today Grant Barton, the founder of Precious Metal Prints. Hey, Grant, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Now, I have to tell you, I love this because I am one who loves to have things near to me, on me, that remind me of my pets. And this is perfect, what you're doing here. Can you, number one, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into the pendant.
Sure. So several years back, I guess it would have been about 8 or 9 years ago, I figured out a way to make my wife a necklace with both of our boys' thumbprints, just as a one-off gift to give her at Christmas. Never expected it to be a business, but there was a great reaction to it. And within a couple of months, I figured out a way to package it and make it available to gift stores. So if you fast forward then a couple of years, I was approached at the Atlanta gift market by the owner of Hollywood Tea, which is a Memphis-based group of pet supply stores. And she approached me and said, I would really like for you to figure out how to make a pet nose pendant. And I thought, well, this is really interesting. And so I went about just doing a little research, trying to figure out how we would do that, because obviously it's a little bit different working with animals than it is, you know, working with children or adults. And so within a couple of months, I was able to figure that out and get the packaging design together and get those into her stores.
Well, I'm really glad that you figured it out, and I'm sure a lot of other pet parents that are listening out there will be too. Now, do you have pets yourself?
We do. We first of all, obviously, I have a wife, Lauren. We have two boys in middle school and high school now, and then we have Brownie, who is a miniature dachshund, and then she's about 8 years old, and we have Piper, who is a lab golden retriever mix, and she is a active 3-year-old.
I have a 3-year-old at home too, who's very active. I don't think they get out of that puppy stage too soon. But yeah. I also have senior pets, and I know that with November being Adopt a Senior Pet Month, what a way to remember your pet than with these beautiful precious metal print, the nose print kit. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So the way it works, when you actually purchase the kit, there is a two-part silicon mix. It's very easy to use. You just mix both of them together. You press it onto the dog's nose. You don't have to worry about, you know, suffocating the dog or anything like that. You can do it within really a millisecond. You just press it on, take it right off, and then you let it harden. You fill out the paperwork, mail it in to us. We get to work creating it for you, and we offer three initials, but usually we can fit more than that. So, you know, if you have a full name that you want us to stamp on the back, we'll do that. Then we package it up, and you get it. You get a necklace, an 18-inch necklace that goes with it as well, within usually about 3 weeks.
Wow, it sounds so easy to do, and also it's a great thing for yourself, and it's also great because we're coming into the holidays. What a great gift idea to give someone to have, so that you can keep your pet close to you, wear it around your neck, and then always have it for. I mean, this is something you'll have forever. You know, it's such a special product that you have, and a very unique gift. I think that it's a gift that people would love. Now, can you tell the listeners where they would go if they want to purchase this?
Yes, they're available for purchase online at our website, which is preciousmetalplants.com. They're also available on Amazon. And then we have a list on our website of retailers around the country. So they're available at a big variety of gift stores, pet supply stores, vet clinics, that type of thing.
Now, myself, I'm a silver person, but I know there are people out there that like other metals. What are the metals that the nose prints come in?
Yeah, they're offered in both silver and gold vermeil. So gold vermeil is 24 karat gold plate over silver.
Well, so I think that you have someone for the silver people and you have someone for the gold people. So that's, so if you're color toning it, everyone, you're all set.
Yes, definitely.
For the listeners who want to go just to learn more about Precious Metal Prints, where can they go?
Yes, they would visit our website that I mentioned earlier, which is preciousmetalprints.com. And then there is an About tab, How It Works. And just click on that, and that gives them information about here's what you do, here's the process for actually taking the impression.
Well, Grant, I have to thank you for being a guest on our show, and I have to thank you for helping us pet parents to create a memory of our pets that will last a lifetime. It's so great what you're doing, and I appreciate as a pet parent what you're doing. And I thank you very much, because this is a very unique and very special way to honor your pet.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
It's our pleasure. You have a great day.
All right, you too.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.